Mr. Heartache, I've been expecting you. Come in and wear your welcome out the way you always do. Never say if you're here to stay or only passing through. Hello, Mr. Heartache, I've been expecting.
Hello, Medford Somerville.
Get excited. It's our first show.
Wow,
back.
Here we are. Happy second semester. Obviously, it's like 2 months into the semester, but here we are. I'm excited. How are you feeling?
I'm also excited. We were just talking about how it's like a gorgeous day right now.
So nice out.
And yeah, it's like sunny in the studio and... This is our first week back, and the past couple weeks we haven't been able to have our
They've
show.
Been rough. A rough couple of weeks for sure.
It's been a rough couple of weeks for the two of us, but now we're together.
Now we're together. The Granola Girls reunited. If anyone listening here is a longtime fan or a short-time fan,
long-time
we have stickers.
Fan or first-time listener.
Right. Like anywhere in between, we have stickers.
Oh, yeah.
Let us know.
We do.
And we will give you one.
If you follow me on social media, but Sarah as well, you probably have seen the stickers, like, we posted about it when we got them.
Because they're really cute. And if you've seen my laptop around campus, I don't know, you've seen it around, then...
If you've seen my water bottle around campus...
Which, You probably have. Probably. You know, what can we say? We're like, you know, big man on campus, obviously.
Big fish
in a small pond. Georgia, how's your day going? We were just debriefing, but
it's
tell
going
the listeners.
Good, Sarah, and
thank you.
Just right now, I just wanted to say how happy I am to be a granola girl. One of
Me
two
too.
Granola girls on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Radio at 4:05.
At 4:05 and 42 seconds and counting. Yeah, I'm really excited as well. I feel like weeks where we don't have the show, like, something just feels off. Like, it starts to feel like such a part of the routine. So I'm glad we're getting back into it.
Mm.
I think it's a little bit different now because, you know, it's on a Friday. Obviously, our last show is...
Class.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, I don't have Arabic right before.
And I don't have Japanese right after.
Yeah, so that's a change. I feel like now it's not going to be like, oh, guess what Arabic assignment I just had.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be like, let's recap our week, which I think will be fun.
We'll sit down recap.
Yeah. So I guess we'll do that throughout the show. We also thought a fun theme would be sort of a belated Valentine's situation, but also like anti-Valentine's.
Here at Granola Girls, we're very against the establishment, and so
obviously
Valentine's being the symbol of the establishment.
Obviously, Valentine's is the ultimate symbol.
We are anti. We are the antithesis of Valentine's Day. So
yeah,
we have
for
songs
sure.
About not
being in love. Yeah, and I mean our playlist is called Valentine's with a Z. Sucks.
With a
S-U-X. Obviously.
It's
the
very,
only
like,
way to spell
punk.
It.
Very like
yeah,
punk
very what very anarchist, very baller.
Yes. To quote a great man. Kyle,
the great Kyle from Lady Bird.
Name, yeah.
I don't know his what is his last name? I don't really care. But anyway, we're just being very anarchist, very baller today on Granola Girls. We hope you enjoy our show. Our next pick is a Georgia selection. You're gonna make me lonesome. ... I can't see the full name on the playlist.
You're gonna make me lonesome when you go by Bob Dylan.
Are we gonna cry? Is this gonna be a crying song?
I might, but
yeah,
because it's from one of the greatest albums of all time.
Blood on the
Tracks.
Cool. Are you a big Bob Dylan fan?
I think I want to say that I am, but also I feel like I would say that I am, and then someone would, like, come for me.
Right.
And be like, no, you're not.
And you'd be like,
name five of his unreleased songs that are also released, but he, like, it's a different recording, and I'm like, okay.
I feel like it's difficult with, like, saying that you're a big fan of, like, musicians, especially in that era, because that's, like, that's such a thing when you're like, I like this band or this person. People are like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
What's this song? You know,
you can say men. You can say men. It's okay.
No, it's white men. It's liking. It's yeah. It's men. Men are like
men.
You're a fraud, and then I'm like you're right, but also
even today,
you're wrong.
Like I'll say that I like an artist, and someone's like,
no,
oh, that's
yeah,
nice. Where'd you hear from them? Like the internet, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, no, it's the whole thing like having to prove your like prove the things that you
stupid.
Like. It's so dumb.
The establishment.
The establishment.
To prove
that's what they want.
They want.
So, we're going to say we're Bob Dylan fans on the show. I mean, I'm not, I don't know. Are you going to see the movie? What's it, like the Timothy Chalamet,
really,
right?
Like, I'm thinking about this, and I have some opinions about Timothy Chalamet, just in general, that I feel like I
just
should,
in general, yeah.
I should keep that off the air, because
okay.
I don't know if that counts like a political stance.
You know, you can't mix work and politics
and
your personal life. They just have to stay separate.
They just have to stay separate.
But I would love to, you know, maybe as we warm up to this episode,
maybe
the opinions will come out later, but we're just going to get into the song. You're gonna make me lonesome when you
go.
I thought it was when you leave. Bye, Bob Dylan.
I've seen love go by my door. Never been this close before. Never been so easy or so slow. I've been shooting in the dark too long. When something's not right, it's wrong. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Dragging clouds so high above. I've only known careless love. It always has hit me from below. But this time round it's more correct. Right on target, so direct. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. purple clover, Queen Anne lace, crimson hair across your face. You can make me cry if you don't know. Can't remember what I was thinking of. You might be spoiling me too much, love. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Flowers on the hillside blooming crazy. Crickets talking back and forth in rhyme. Blue River running slow and lazy. I could stay with you forever and never realize the time. Situations have ended sad, relationships have all been bad. Mine have been like Verlaine's and Rambo. But there's no way I can compare all them scenes to this affair. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm doing, staying far behind without you. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm saying. You're gonna make me give myself a good talking to. I look for you in old Honolulu, San Francisco or Ashtabula. You're gonna have to leave me now, I know. But I see you in the sky above, in the tall grass and the ones I love. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go.
poolside convo about your summer last night.
Ooh, about your summer last night.
I give you no play. Could I make it shy last night? Could I make it shy on the last night?
Last night.
Could we make it in? Do we have time?
I'll be the boyfriend in your wet dreams tonight. Noses on a rail, little virgin wears the white. You cut your hair, but you used to live a blinded life. Wish I was there, wish we'd grown up on the same advice. And our time was right.
Keep a place for me.
Like never, 'cause I made you your self-control, and you made me lose my self-control, my self-control.
Keep a place. Between y'all, it's nothing. Keep a place for me. It's nothing, it's nothing. It's nothing, it's nothing.
Trying to get your attention, I need you to know that. more than try to let it out, let go. We're still the same, so come on, baby, trick of the sun. Let's figure it out, let's get back to what we always started out.
Name on MSN with a red love heart.
The way in which these songs we were just talking about TikTok, obviously.
Yeah.
Which has nothing to do with anything. But the way in which TikTok has, it really does. Everything. It really like encapsulates my whole life, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So I still don't have a TikTok account. I'm feeling like maybe I should make one. Mm-hmm. And I know you say that every day. But I'm like, maybe it's time. Because as I was telling Georgia, my sister sent me like 25 TikToks the other day, just like all in a row. Because she sent me one and I was like, oh my God, that's so funny. And she was like, do you want me to send you more? And I was like, yeah, of course. And she sent me 25 and I was like, girl, what? And she was like, you asked, I delivered. And I was like, okay, you're right. And what about it? So I was just like watching those. And it was so annoying because, like, when you don't have the app, you just have to click on it, and then it opens in Safari every time. And now I have, like, 25 different tabs that are all TikToks, and it's really embarrassing.
That's a really big problem.
I know. My life is really hard. My life is so difficult. But the way in which these TikToks, like, specifically, like, the POV, like, the ones where, like, they're, like, a teacher, like, enacting a situation in school, like, the way in which that's just bringing back memories that I like that were so like deep rooted of like fifth grade. Like we just watched one that was like a teacher, like the class was gonna do Kahoot, but then like people were talking and the teacher was like, you know what, the Kahoot privileges are cut off for the day and you can come sit up here next to Michaela, Connor. Like I just, wow, I feel like I've been in that exact classroom. Yeah.
Well, there's also a kid who has like a really good teacher voice, and so he's done like, your class gets in trouble on the bus.
Oh my God, that the volume that in this bus is astronomical. Okay, that was so annoying, but yeah, that one's so funny.
To all of our regular Medford Somerville area listeners, we just want to say that we are sorry.
I apologize. We are 20 years old, well, and we are here quoting TikToks.
Why they let us in here?
Like, I'm dumb.
This is a serious musical organization, and here we are talking about TikTok.
Here we are.
That being said, everyone look up Adam Ray OK on TikTok.
Is he the bus one?
No, he's Rosa.
Oh, my personal icon,
because I love Rosa. I know her, I see her.
Wait, she's the one that's like, shut up, let me see it.
Yeah.
That one, oh, she's so funny.
Dude, come here.
You're lying. God, I love her. Yeah, love to see it. Anyway, TikTok is shaping our generation, and I think I'm okay with it. But also,
we'll see.
But I kind of like that we're on the tail end. Like, we're not fully in it.
Yeah.
I think that's why I appreciate it.
We're still, like, on the outskirts, but I feel like the people, even people who use it ironically and for humor purposes, are still, like, able to have a platform within that institution.
For sure.
And, like, have enough, like, say in, like, what's being created and what's being seen so that it's not just, like, there's one, like, TikTok, like, you know, like, artistic output. It's like a variety of things under this umbrella.
I love that thesis. I also love, like, I mean, obviously this was a thing with like YouTube videos back in the day and like that kind of thing, and probably something even before that, but like just the way that this technology has like revolutionized like who can be seen as like funny and who has a platform to be funny. Like some of these videos are just so like, even this one that we just watched, like the classroom setup one, like this person had to like go in, put it, like, set up their phone, like, pull the, like, the projector down, and, like, I mean, I know that's, like, very simple, but, like, you know, the production, the mise-en-scène, if you will, like, I don't know, I just love that it's, like, making humor more accessible. Like, you don't have to be, like, a stand-up comedian to, like, be funny.
Exactly.
Which I think is fun.
And I think that having a TikTok and watching TikTok, I already knew I was funny, but I think with my interaction with TikTok, it made me realize that I am actually kind of funny, like a little bit, like in real
life.
Have
you gotten like likes on,
like,
I don't know,
not many. I mean, by no means famous. I think I should be, because I am kind of funny
for sure,
but I'll show you some of mine on the break.
Thank you. That was our TikTok analysis.
That was our TikTok message, but now we have another very important message in the form of a PSA about, I'm not kidding, dried fruit. There's a picture in front of me of some beautiful colored and dried fruit, and one of them says, eat me.
So you're lying. Can I see it?
Let me see. Okay. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for
yes,
you?
Yes, always.
Try eating dried fruits.
Oh my God. I wish Rosa was here.
Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. But like, as granola girls, this was like...
Oh my god, that's very on brand.
All the fruits and nuts
All
here.
The fruits and nuts. Wow. I mean, we... Yes. Yes. Correct. That really resonated with me. I love a good dried fruit. I love a good undried fruit.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Like a good cranberry. I feel like that's my favorite dried fruit.
I feel like my favorite... I don't really like raisins.
Me either.
Not a fan. Or prunes.
Mm-mm.
Or
figs.
I think dates. You can have dried figs, yeah.
I don't really like those.
I don't like dried figs, but I like undried figs. So, figs.
Figs.
Yeah, I like dates.
Mm.
But I guess it's not a dried fruit, because that's just how they
are. They grow like that?
I think so. Right?
I've never had a date, so I couldn't tell you.
I think they do. I don't think they're dried. But I really could be wrong, and I also feel bad if I'm wrong, because that's, like, the food of, like, my people, like, my ancestors. So I'm sorry if you're listening. But I feel like we should move on.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have a really sad song up next.
Woo.
Cellophane by FKA Twigs.
Yep.
What did you think of this album, Georgia? What's it called? Mary Magdalene? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. I really appreciate FKA Twigs artistically, and, like, I love, like, the aesthetics that she uses, and, like, her, like, mind is probably so large and different than mine, because it's just so beautiful, and what she does is so beautifully aesthetically. But I hadn't really listened to her music before. Like, whatever, is it their self-titled album, the only other one?
I think so.
I don't know what the title is, so I'm just going to assume it's self-titled.
LP1.
LP1,
In 2014.
Well, yeah, see, I didn't really listen to it. Like, I was aware of her music, but I didn't, like, listen to it. And so I was like, I don't know if I'm going to listen to the new one, because, like, I didn't listen to it before. But then I heard it was good, and I did like this song. I liked the...
Yeah.
Like the cover art for the album. I thought that was really intriguing. And I also liked, I don't know. I listened to it like twice, I think. But there were some songs that I liked, and now I can't think of what they were called.
Yeah.
One about aliens? I did like that one.
Fallen Alien?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's not my favorite, but, you know. Yeah, I listened to LP1 sort of, just because I feel like that was, like, you know, in the Tumblr days.
Yeah,
where, like,
she was big on that,
right? And, you know, I was too, obviously. Yeah. You know, a couple thousand followers, what can I say? So 2 weeks was, like, such an anthem for me of, like, 2014, what was that, like, 8th grade? Freshman year? Yeah.
Like, 8th freshman year, yeah.
I really liked that song back then. And then I was, like, really excited when she released this album. Like, it had been, like, 5 years in between, which is kind of a long time, obviously. But I didn't love it. But I agree with you in that I have an appreciation for, like, what she does and, like, how she does it.
Yeah.
And she's also just, like, so beautiful. Like,
yeah, she's really, really crazy. I was thinking also about, like, her videos and, like, her music video aesthetics. And she released one. I don't know what song it was for, but it was, like, a room, and it kept, like, moving. Maybe it was, like, an ad for something. But, like, the room kept, like, turning. Maybe I'm thinking.
I don't know if I've seen that.
She, like, melted in the floor, I think, at one point.
That's lovely.
It was wild.
Huh. Yeah, I have to watch that. But I watched, like, the Genius, like, lyrics videos.
Yeah.
I watched the one for Cellophane with her. And she just seems very sweet and, like, but also the way that she, like, talks about her work is really interesting. And it was cool to hear, like, what was behind this song. So I would recommend, like, listening or, like, watching that video. It was really interesting. But I really like this song. I really love Home With You. That's a really good one.
I like that one too.
And Holy Terrain is fun. We love a good future feature. But yeah, so we're just going to get into that. We're just going to be crying in the studio.
Yep.
Don't even worry about it. Like, it's really okay.
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
It's fine.
Don't
if you see us later.
Put some more sadness.
So we're just going to talk about TikTok, I guess, forever and ever. Just talk in references to that. So.
I mean, that's how Tyler and I interact with each other.
He doesn't deserve any airtime. No free clout.
No free clout.
On that note, Cellophane by FKA Twigs.
Didn't I do it? it for you? Why don't I do it for you? Why won't you do it for me? When all I do is for you. They wanna see us, wanna see us alone. They wanna see us, wanna see us apart. They wanna see us, wanna see us alone. They wanna see us, wanna see us apart. And I just want to feel your love. And I don't want to have to share our love. I try.
My black shroud holding down my feelings. Love is still devout.
Quick interruption before that the rest of that song plays.
We just got carried away with the beauty of the moment.
Minute. This is, or was, the Granola Girls. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We hope you have an amazing weekend.
It's always a pleasure, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Same time, same station.
Woo!
I used to think